This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, finally he said, فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمْ. And I like that my deeds be taken up to Allah while I am in the state of fasting. Allahu Akbar. Then this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast. Why would he do this? Why would he fast? Why didn't he mention something else, like he would increase in his salat, or increase in his sadaqah, or increase in his recitation of the Quran? Why not something else? Why fasting? Why? Because fasting is a tawbah. Fasting is a tawbah from the desires and temptations of this worldly life. This is what fasting is. It's a tawbah. You avoid sexual relations, you avoid food, you avoid drink, all for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fasting is a tawbah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, contemplate on this. You know, what brought us out of the paradise? What brought Adam alayhi salam out of the paradise? What is it? Food. Food brought him out. Food brought him out. If it wasn't for the sin of eating from the forbidden tree, we would have been in the paradise. And the first condition of tawbah is to leave the sin. So if our first sin was food, eating from the forbidden tree, that means that the first condition of our tawbah in order to return back to the paradise is to fast. And this is why I'm saying fasting is a means of tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.